This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Big mainline business schools like Stanford, Vanderbilt, and others are changing their curriculum to deal with issues like Uber, the NFL, and sexual harassment to train modern business executives as well as meet student demand. In total, more than one-third of the population now is covered by federal assistance through Medicaid, Medicare, the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Military and Affordable Care Act subsidies. And that does not include the larger group of people who benefit from tax subsidies for health insurance provided by employers. Rahul Verma filed a public interest lawsuit in the Delhi High Court in 2010 seeking a ban on the sale of junk food and soft drinks in and around schools across India. The case has propelled sweeping court-ordered regulations of the food industry to the doorstep of the Indian government, where they have languished. They have outsized importance in India, population 1.3 billion, because its people are far more likely to develop diabetes as they gain weight than people from other regions, according to health experts. In Texas, where federal courts have invalidated parts of one of the nation's toughest ID laws, a detailed analysis concluded that 3.6% of white registered voters in Texas lacked any legally acceptable ID, 5.7% of Hispanic voters, and 7.5% of African Americans. But among more likely voters who cast ballots in the 2010 and 2012 elections, only 1.4% lacked a valid ID. An estimated 600,000 registered voters lacked a vote photo ID that qualified them to vote under the law. New York, Philadelphia, and San Francisco filed suit against the Pentagon, demanding that the military submit to federal court monitoring of its compliance with gun reporting database laws. It has broken time and time again. Gross domestic product grew quickly during Ronald Reagan's two terms, averaging about 3.5% a year. But for those in the bottom half of the income pile, income actually did not increase. In 1980, the year Reagan was elected, they earned $16,371 a year in today's dollars, according to the World Wealth and Income Database. By 1988, Reagan's last year in office, they had to make do with $16,268, $3 less. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.